You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's turn now to a buyback program that could help thousands of struggling homeowners in Detroit avoid losing their homes to foreclosure. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us now. What is this foreclosure buyback program? How does it work?
Well, it involves the city of Detroit using a process called the right of first refusal process. So these are homes that have already been foreclosed by Wayne County. But before they go to the annual tax auction in the fall, the city gets a chance to sort of pull out homes that it might want. So it exercises that right on behalf of some homeowners who have been foreclosed with, in this case, the idea of allowing them to stay in those homes.
So this comes out of last week's settlement between the ACLU and Detroit and Wayne County. Remind us again, why was this necessary?
Well, it partially comes out of that settlement. The city actually ran a small pilot version of this program last year, but the lawsuit that you're talking about was filed by the ACLU a couple years back, and it claimed that the way that Wayne County and the city of Detroit were going about foreclosing on properties for property taxes was unconstitutional on a couple of bases, but basically that there were people the city of Detroit has an exemption for people who are low income to can avoid paying property taxes altogether in some cases. And a lot of people who were foreclosed on would have qualified for that, but they either didn't know about it or couldn't get it because the process was pretty arduous. And then there were also some other issues in there, but this settlement is basically a way of giving people who would have qualified for or should have qualified for that low-income property tax exemption in years past a chance to stay in their homes now. And there are also some other elements in that settlement about making the property tax exemption better known to homeowners. But this was just a way of sort of coming out of what's been the city's kind of tax foreclosure crisis, a way of making it easier for some people to stay in their homes going forward.
Yeah, so I guess practically speaking, really on the ground level, what does this settlement and this buyback mean for Detroit homeowners, and who does this really help?
In terms of the settlement, it helps people who are homeowners who would have qualified for that poverty tax exemption. In the future, hopefully, they actually sign up and get that exemption. But for now, in the terms of this buyback program, people who should have qualified for it should be able to stay in their homes, who own their homes, should be able to stay in those homes for $1,000. So they get their homes back out of foreclosure, and they only have to pay $1,000 for that.
Now, you spoke with some homeowners. What did you hear?
I talked to a few folks. Shannon Robertson actually was there, and he's one of the homeowners that now is eligible for this program because he would have qualified for the poverty tax exemption. And here's what he had to say.
My family home has been in my family for about, 48 years now. Yeah, so just down here just to save my property.
But this program doesn't only cover people who are homeowners. It also covers people who are maybe renters, whose landlords allow the property to go into tax foreclosure. And that was the case for Michelle Beltillis. And she says she's put about $6,000 worth of work into her home that she doesn't own, but her landlord allowed to go into foreclosure. And she says it means everything to her to be able to keep it for herself and her four kids.
I mean the world, my life. My mother died in that house. My everything is there. So it's emotional for me.
You can hear in her voice, it's for some people, this really is a lifeline for them, but it's sort of a last minute process when the homes are already in foreclosure. So there's a lot of uncertainty for them leading up to that.
And Sarah, there is a deadline tomorrow, which seems pretty quick for such a major shift in policy. What is it and to whom does it pertain?
So the deadline is actually something that had been set by the Wayne County Treasurer for the entire buyback program, basically because the treasurer needs to pull these homes out of the auction and reserve them for the cities to exercise right of first refusal. The city has requested an extension for that until the end of the month. And unofficially, a couple sources seem to indicate that extension will probably be granted. But we won't know until tomorrow when the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabree, is going to hold a press conference talking about this year's tax foreclosure numbers.
Sarah, put this in broader perspective for us, if you will. Detroit has been ravaged by home foreclosures for a lot of years now. What does this settlement and buyback program mean for residents and the future of the city's housing market?
It means a lot, obviously, to people who are going to be able to stay in their homes, but the city expanded the program this year partially because of this settlement over its past handling of tax foreclosures. But it's still only about 300 people, and this is at the very end of the foreclosure process when homes have already gone into foreclosure, so it's sort of a last-minute thing that obviously, while very important to the people who can get in this program, we're talking about, I've seen some numbers recently, as many as, more than one in three Detroit homes went through tax foreclosure over the past 15 years or so. I mean, that's a pretty stunning number, and not all those homes were occupied, but tens of thousands of people have been displaced by this. So going forward, the city will be handling things differently. There will be more options for people to stay in their homes, even if they have tax or property tax problems. But it's, really kind of a drop in the bucket compared to a lot of the damage that's already been done to Detroit and to its housing.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.